And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the team. I am going to talk about your real estate investing team. Now, when you assemble your team, let me be very clear with you here. When you assemble your real estate investing team, the people that are a part of your team, they're also a little selfish. They are. They're also a little selfish. In other words, they are doing something for you and they're hoping to get something in exchange for their efforts. Does that make sense? Now, when you think about who needs to be on your real estate investing team, one of the first entities that comes to my mind is a lender. And you need actually a couple of kind of lenders. You need a hard money lender or a bridge lender if you're doing multifamily apartment communities. And then you need a conventional lender. The lender on your team is providing you money. That's something that you want. That's something that you need as a part of this team concept. You need an entity that's going to bring you capital. And the lenders bring you capital. Now, think about those lenders for a minute. They are in business to make money. They loan money out, and the way they make money is they make money off of the interest and the fees that they charge for those loan products. That's how they make their money. Now, one of the things that I've learned as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is that if you want to get what you want, you need to help enough other people get what they want. So in other words, when you put somebody on your team and that somebody is in business for themselves, what you need to consider is that maybe you ought to use that person. And if you're not going to use that person, don't put that person on your team, because that person is expecting to do business with you. That person isn't expecting to be on your team and then have you do nothing. Does that make sense? Because if you do nothing, that person doesn't make any money. They make no money at all. And at the end of the day, you're in business to make money. You are a real estate investor, or you're thinking about becoming a real estate investor because you understand that real estate investors make money. Well, those lenders, they have to make money too. They have to feed their families, and that's how they go about doing their business. That's how they go about doing their craft, is they loan money and they earn interest and fees associated with loaning us money. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, what about a contractor? Should you have a contractor on your team? And, you know, I don't even know if I addressed the whole me concept in team. Yeah, I said earlier that there is a me in team. And at the end of the day, if I didn't address it correctly, let me just be very succinct with you. The team exists because of you. So there has to be a me in team, and you have to treat your teammates appropriately. And that's really what I was trying to get at, is that you have to treat them appropriately. You have to give them business when you can give them business, or cut them loose when it makes sense to cut them loose. What do I mean by cutting them loose? Well, we're in the process of selling a single family property, and there was a condition that came up on our inspection report. They found some termites. They wanted to have some termite repairs done to the property. And I said, no problem. So, I contacted the provider that was the buyer's provider. And I said, you know, what would you charge to remediate the termites, et cetera, et cetera? And then I went to one of my guys and I asked him, what would you charge to remediate the termites? Well, my guy actually came in a little bit less money than their guy, but I went with their guy specifically because it's their guy. That way, if there's any problems in the future, well, it's their guy that chose that particular treatment company. And as a result of that, that person is on their team. So they got to live with their teammates' decisions or their teammates' results. Does that make sense? And he can only be upset with himself if things come up wrong. Now, I don't think anything's going to come up wrong. But at the end of the day, there can never be a complaint that my guy did something wrong, because my guy didn't even get an opportunity. Well, he got an opportunity to participate, but he was not given the opportunity to participate. Does that make sense? So what I did was something that you need to do if you don't do it already, was I gave him a considerate response to his bid. And I said, look, we're going to go in a different direction. I didn't tell him we were going to use the other pest control company. It's really not relevant. I just told him we were going in a different direction, which could have meant that the buyer's taking responsibility. Who knows? My pest guy doesn't know what's going on in the transaction that I have on my property. Does that make sense? So, I mean, I only have to give him as much information as necessary. And some of you are thinking, wow, that sounds like you're like manipulating the guy. And no. I'm not manipulating him at all. As a matter of fact, I'm using the services he provides. He provided me great service on this particular property just by providing me a bid based off an inspection report. He actually gave me a discount because, well, he does business with me, so I get discounts. Pretty cool stuff, right? That's another reason to have people on your team that you use recurrently, is that they are willing to give you a break on costs from time to time. If they can make the break happen, they'll make the break happen. That's the way I look at it. So at the end of the day, I let him down gently, and I said, we're going to go in a different direction. But what I did was I solidified my relationship with that provider. First of all, that provider, who is a member of my team, that's, again, let me be very clear with you and tell you that when I use somebody who's on my team, I treat them with the utmost respect. The utmost respect. And here's why. I want them to stay on my team. If they have earned a right to be on my team, then they need to be treated with respect. I don't talk down to them. I don't beleaguer them. I don't mismanage them. I don't abuse them. I don't do any of that stuff because I understand that they are in business to make money for themselves. I need their services because I certainly can't do what a pest control company does. I mean, I guess maybe I could go out and I could try and fake it, but at the end of the day, it wouldn't be the same results as the pest control company. All right. So far, I've given you some examples about lenders. Having lenders on your team, right? I've given you some examples of having a pest control company on your team and what having that pest control company can do for you in the instances of negotiation, right? Because that's really what I pointed out to you. But who else should be on your team? Who else should you have on your real estate investing team? Well, in my opinion, one of the people that you need to have on your team, unless you're going to do it yourself, is a general contractor. Now, why would you be the general contractor? You would be the general contractor because you have enough knowledge and understanding of the real estate rehab process that you can handle all the subtrades. You know what all the subtrades are. You've made relationships with all the subtrades. You have members of the subtrades as members of your team. And as a result of that, you can act as the general contractor. The other thing that you have in your arsenal is you know what you're doing. Yes, you know what you're doing. Now, I'm not here to tell you that Lifestyles Unlimited is going to put you through a contractor's course. That's not what we do. We will put you through a course that will teach you how to be a real estate investor, and we will teach you how to invest the correct way, whether it's single family or multifamily assets, but we will not teach you how to be a contractor. But at the end of the day, there are Lifestyles Unlimited members that just pick up that skill set. They just pick up that skill set. So what we have found is there are two types of Lifestyles Unlimited members. There are those that utilize the services of a general contractor, and there are those that do the job of the general contractor themselves. Which way is correct? The one that's correct for you. That's which way is correct. Now, for me, I prefer to use a contractor. I do. I prefer to use a general contractor. And part of the reason for that is that general contractor has relationships with people that are on his or her team, and they can reach out to those people, manage those people, and take care of those people. Now, keep in mind, one of the ways that I maintain my status as a real estate investor is that I control my time. So when I'm not dealing with a bunch of different subcontractors, I'm in control of my time. I'm in control of my time whether I'm dealing with the subcontractors. It's just that I'm spending my time dealing with the subcontractors. Does that make sense? And I'd rather have my time to do whatever it is I want to do, even if it's just watching a cooking show with my beautiful wife, Tina. Yeah, even if it's just watching a cooking show with her. And we like doing that. I mean, there's some fun in watching it. You know what we've been watching? I got to go off on a tangent on you guys. We've actually been binge watching, and we're watching something called MasterChef Junior. It's a really cute show, and I will tell you this: they got these kids on this show that are amazing at what they do. They are amazing. These kids are like 8 to 13 years of age, and they're cooking stuff that I can't even cook for myself. It's a very humbling experience. All right, back to the show. Who should you have on your team besides the pest control guy, besides the lender, besides the contractor? Well, I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to tell you that you need to have people that will probably never step foot on any of your properties on your team. Now, who could I be talking about? Who could I be possibly thinking about? Well, I'm thinking about people like accountants and attorneys. You need to have accountants and attorneys on your team, and not just any accountant or any attorney. Just because your brother-in-law is an accountant and your sister-in-law is an attorney doesn't mean they need to be on your team. And here's why. Accountants and attorneys, they specialize. The last thing you want is an accountant that doesn't have any understanding of real estate investment, that doesn't have any understanding of the laws regarding taxation with regards to real estate investing. That's the worst kind of accountant to have on your team. Consequently, having any attorney on your team doesn't work either. I mean, think about it. If you had a criminal defense attorney as a part of your team, what does that criminal defense attorney know about negotiating a real estate contract? Not much at all. So make sure when you're picking these people for your team that they provide the right type of service. When we come back from the break, more on who's on your team. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The world is full of doomsayers and naysayers. That won't move the needle of your life forward. It's time to take action and become part of something bigger. Learn a new roadmap. The Roadmap to Retirement Through Real Estate Investing. Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited. And make new friends.
So actually, the lifestyle people became our closest friends, really, because they knew we weren't crazy. And now all those other people who thought we were crazy see us and they're like, what did you do again?
Leave the lack mentality and join the group with an abundance mentality. Lifestyles Unlimited.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited today for $297. That's 60% off the regular price of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I got to tell you, it's not just me working on your financial freedom. I'm actually a part of a team. That does radio for Lifestyles Unlimited. If you haven't heard the other talents, if you haven't heard the other guys that do radio for Lifestyles Unlimited, what you need to do is you need to go to your favorite podcast provider and plug in Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I know it's a very long title, but plug it all in. And what it's going to do is it's going to populate and give you the opportunity to subscribe to our channel. And you're going to hear the wisdom of Mike Harrison, Andy Webb, as well as our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley. Now, why should you listen to those guys? I mean, after all, I'm the cutest, I'm the funniest. No, I'm kidding, right? Okay, here's the reason you should listen to those guys. They come at real estate investing from a slightly different perspective. Now, we're all trained by Lifestyles Unlimited. We all understand what right looks like. But we all have different backgrounds. We have different experiences. We retired ourselves with real estate in different ways. We are all different individuals, but we come together as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network team to provide you great content on real estate investing. And that's part of the reason you tune in to this show is you want to get the information that you're looking for, or you're looking to reinforce information that you've recently learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, because that's the way we roll. That's the way we talk. We talk about how you do business as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So if you haven't subscribed to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio show, subscribe. Because you're going to get a ton of content every week. It's going to keep you in the know. It's going to keep you focused on what you need to stay focused on. And more importantly, we'll be part of your team. We will be part of your team. Isn't that cool? All right. So who else should you have on your team? Well, I think you need to have a great insurance agent on your team. And not just any insurance agent, not just somebody that's sitting around the office waiting for you to call them, somebody that understands the insurance needs of a metropolitan area. Yeah, and here's why I bring that up. When your insurance agent is in the know, well, then they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And more importantly, they can give you some insights as to different areas regarding where you're looking to invest and tell you whether or not those areas are prone to insurance problems or they're not prone to insurance problems. So why would that be important? Well, let's say you've decided that you want to invest in a coastal town in Texas. Let's say you've decided Corpus Christi is the way to go. Now, I'm just picking that out of blue thin air, but at the end of the day, somebody out there may be thinking this exact thing. But they have not had the opportunity to talk to an insurance agent. So as a result of that, they are looking and spending their time evaluating properties in the coastal town of Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, why do I say that they haven't had the opportunity to talk to their insurance agent? Here's why I bring it up. Because the insurance agent may tell them that right now, many insurers are just not interested in insuring product in coastal towns in Texas. And part of the reason for that is because of the whole windfall of claims that were made against insurance companies for the last couple of hurricanes and wind events and tornado events. And, you know, there's been a lot of that going on hitting our country, right? Okay, so that costs money to remediate all of that stuff. So when the insurance carriers start paying out all that money, they start looking at where they want to do business. Does that make sense? Because remember, insurance companies and insurance agents are in business to make money. They are in, it is a for-profit business. They are in business to make money. So many of those insurers have decided to pull out of coastal cities in the great state of Texas. So what you need to know is, well, first of all, does anybody provide insurance to those coastal towns? Because if nobody provides insurance, you're going to have a real problem with your lender, because your lender is going to want to make sure you have casualty insurance on your property, because that helps protect the lender, that helps protect you. So if nobody's insuring where you want to invest, why are you looking to invest there? Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. Now, what about if you're doing single family product? What if you're doing just houses? I'm not talking about, you know, big commercial insurance policies for multifamily apartment communities. I'm talking about little houses. Surely you could just buy a little house and the insurance industry is going to provide you product in the form of insurance to cover that house. Because After all, a house is, it's way different than an apartment community, right? So at the end of the day, what you're going to find out, it's the same problem. It's the exact same problem. There are the insurance companies out there that will not insure product in coastal towns of Texas. Period of end of story. So if you are an investor in coastal towns, and I know many Lifestyles Unlimited members that are investors in coastal towns, and here's one of the problems that they're having. They're having problems getting replacement insurance, or if they can find a replacement insurance, that insurance is coming in at a much higher premium than what they were paying before because of what the insurance industry is doing. So at the end of the day, make sure you have the right insurance agency on your team. Make sure it is an agency that provides you information that you need in order to become successful. Now, let me flip the switch on you, and let me talk to you about the concept of managing your properties, okay? Now, managing your properties can take on many, many different forms. You can either do it yourself, or you can hire a third-party manager to do the business of managing your property. Which way works best? The one that makes sense to you. Well, who else? Who else should we put on that team? How about a plumber? For the same reasons as you need a good HVAC team on your team, you need a good plumbing team on your team. Now, I've got a guy who's a master plumber. He's now a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor. I finally convinced him to join the vendor program. And at the end of the day, he is a reliable, honest plumber. And in a world where it's hard to find reliable, honest plumbers, I have found one. And he's not just any kind of plumber. He's a master plumber, meaning he has certain information rattling around in his head that I don't even have any idea exists that makes him a more effective plumber than just your average trade plumber. Does that make sense? So I've got this guy on my team. Why is this guy on my team? Because I trust him. Because he's honest. Because when I've had minor plumbing problems that have been my responsibility, I've had him go in and mitigate those. I've also had him go in and mitigate major plumbing problems. Like in this house that I'm selling, one of the things that we found out after the tenant left the property was that there was some foundation problems to the property. So we fixed the foundation problems. But by fixing the foundation problems, what we encountered was that there were sewer line problems that had, well, I don't know if they occurred because we adjusted the foundation or if the sewer line was just, I mean, it was really old and falling apart to begin with. We had to redo the sewer system. So who did I call? I called my plumber. He did the project for about $15,000 less than the competitive bids that I went out and got. Yeah, I still get competitive bids, but the competitors wanted to charge me $15,000 more than he charged. So guess who got the business? He got the business. Now, did I really need to go out and get the bids? Well, because of the extent of the work that needed to be done, I just needed to make sure that everything is okay. And here's the thing about contractors. Let me be very clear with you about contractors and tell you something that maybe somebody's never told you about contractors. They're only as good until the day that they're not. Does that make sense? All contractors are only as good up until the day that they're not. So that means contractors could fail you. I've had it happen in the past. It doesn't happen very frequently, but from time to time, I'll have a contractor that's a part of my team, and all of a sudden they lose their minds. I don't know, you know, aliens have invaded their brain or something, and they do something that's like, what are you thinking, bro? You know, and we might have that conversation of what are you thinking, bro? But at the end of the day, if I think they've lost their mind, guess who's off the team? It's not me. It's them. They're off the team. Now, who else should you have on your team? How about a good roofing contractor? Now, roofing is something that you normally attack when you're doing your rehab, right? I mean, we all take a look at the roof. We determine the lifespan of the roof, and we make sure that the roof has good serviceable years on it. If not, we replace the roof, right? You'd agree with that methodology, right? Okay, well, what happens when you're 2 years into ownership and all of a sudden a hailstorm comes across the area where your property resides and litters the roof with pits from the hail? What do you do? Do you just arbitrarily call roofing companies, or do you call the roofing company that you've already put on your team? I would call the roofing company that I've already put on my team and make sure that they're available to go out and do the work. Does that make sense? And because these people, these different contractors are already on my team, I already have a relationship with them. And having a relationship with the different trades is very, very important. And here's why it's so very important. Because, and here, I'll just give you more than the just because. Because now you have a face, you have a name. You can associate that name and that face to that organization. That organization has some level of trust in your own heart and in your own mind. Does that make sense? So you have a feeling or an understanding of what that organization can do for you. And when they're a part of your team, they're naturally the people you're going to go to immediately when you have a situation arises where you need their services. Does that make sense? Now, keep in mind, these vendors are looking to build their team too. And their team consists of customers. Now, I want to be that customer for my vendor that when I call, they don't cringe. Does that make sense? I don't want them going, "Oh gosh, that Al Gordon guy again is calling me. Oh, he's going to beat me down on price, or he's going to do this, or he's going to do that." I don't do that to my people. I treat them with respect. So when I call and my name is emblazed across their phone, you know what their attitude is when they answer? "Hey, Al, how's it going?" See, I have a relationship with these people. These people are a part of my team. I am a part of their team. And together, we do business with each other. And those business elements are important because the people that are on my team, they have families. They have mouths to feed. Guess what I have? I have a family. I have mouths to feed. Now, granted, I'm an empty nester now, so I don't have as many mouths to feed, but Mrs. Gordon still likes to go out for a nice dinner every once in a while. So I do have the responsibility to take her out and buy her a nice meal. So I hope you learned a lot about teams today. I hope you learned a lot about who to put on your team. I gave you a lot of suggestions. I gave you a lot of information. This is not the one-size-fits-all class. There's a lot more information with regards to who needs to be on your team, but I've given you the information that you need to get started. So what you can do is you can go out and you can start building your team around you. And the easiest way to build your team around you is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And to do so, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.